Good morning. Before I start, did you see our new little one? What a beautiful baby. Amen. Do you like to pretend? I hope so, because today we're going to do a little bit of pretending in our story. And I brought something for each one of you that will help us with our pretending. This is a blindfold, but please don't put it on yet. Wait until I tell you, and when you put it on, please don't take it off until I tell you. Maybe the moms would like one, too. Do you want one? The moms want one? We have plenty. A leopard one? Here.
I got a cheetah one.
Thank you.
Okay. And what we're going to pretend today is we're going to pretend that I'm taking you to a very special and unusual restaurant. A restaurant that is so different, like one we have never, ever seen or been to before. But it is a real place. Okay. Everybody get one? Anybody else? There's a few more takers. Do you want one? You want one? Okay. And I need one. Okay. Are you ready? Okay, let's get in our car. Okay, don't forget to buckle up. Start your car and let's drive. Now, we won't have to go very far because the restaurant is just a little bit down the road, around the corner. Boy, isn't it a beautiful sunny day today that's so bright outside? Oh, look, there's the restaurant. I see it over to the right. Let's pull over and park our car. Okay, turn it off. Yeah. Unbuckle your seatbelt and let's go into the restaurant. They're waiting for us. Okay, as we open the door to the restaurant, the light changes. It's not very bright anymore. The light is getting dimmer. It's getting harder to see. Let's take a few minutes for our eyes to adjust. Oh, here's our hostess. Time for us to put our blindfolds on. Are you ready? Okay, let's put our blindfolds on so we can go back with our hostess. I have to take my glasses off. Okay. Oh my, it's so dark. Oh, I can't even see my hand before me. I can't see you guys. How are we going to get back to our table? Oh, our hostess says if we trust her, she will take us back. That's so dark, I can't see the walls, I can't see the tables, I can't see the food, I can't see the plates. Oh, but listen. I think there's people. I hear people working in the kitchen. I hear silverware. I hear people eating. Oh, here we are at our table. Oh, but how are we going to order our food? It's so dark, we can't even see our menu. Oh, but our hostess says if we trust her, she will get our food for us. Off she goes to the kitchen. Boy, how in the world are they fixing that food in the kitchen? There's not a light in there at all. I don't know how they can see what they're doing. Oh, here comes our food. It sure smells good. Do you hear those people eating? Oh, let's taste our food. Is it good? It is so good, isn't it? They brought us really good food. Okay, our meal is over. It's time for us to leave the restaurant. But how are we going to get out? We can't see to get out. Oh, here's our hostess. She will lead us out if we trust her. So let's follow her out. Let's be careful so we don't bump into each other. Oh, the light's getting brighter and brighter. Okay, boys and girls, you can take your blindfold off. Oh, look, it's bright. Is that kind of bright after all that darkness? Whoa.
That was really dark.
That was really dark, wasn't it?
Oh, I think it's because...
Well, before we leave, let's say goodbye to our hostess and thank her for letting us come and visit the restaurant.
Bye.
Now, boys and girls, how in the world do those people that work at that restaurant work there? How do they cook the food? And how do they walk around? It's totally dark. Well, it's run by the local school for the blind. They don't need any light like we do. they know how to get around in the dark, and they have this restaurant because they want people to come and experience what it's like to be totally blind. And the people that go there have to trust all the people that work there in order to get what they want and have their needs met and have a good experience there. Well, now I have a question for you. Do you guys have lungs in your body? You do? Can you see them? I can't see them. Okay, well, what makes your lungs work? What do you take into your lungs to make them work?
Air.
Air? You're right. Can you see that air? And then how do you know your lungs are working? When it's cold? Well, how do you know your lungs are taking it in? Let's do a test. Okay, take your hand, put it on your chest. Now breathe in really deep. Let it out. Do you feel your chest rising and falling when you take that air in? That's evidence that your lungs are taking in air and that they're working. And do you know, just like we have to trust the people in that real restaurant where we can't see, and we have to trust that our lungs are taking in air, it's the same way with God. Sometimes people don't believe that God is real because we can't see him and we can't touch him. But do you know there's evidence? Do you know what the evidence is? Anybody know? What is it?
I'm just stretching.
You're just stretching?
Bible.
By what? The Bible is, but you know what? Some people won't accept the Bible. If they don't believe in Jesus, they won't believe in the Bible either. But the best evidence is your life and my life. How God is working in us and through us. That's the evidence. Now, how do we get that evidence? By a relationship with him. When we read the Bible, when we pray, when we experience God in our life, then everybody else will see that God is real. And when people don't believe God's word, your story of your life is the best story that they will ever hear. Let's pray. You ready? And then you can pick up the offering. Don't forget the chapel. Father in heaven, thank you that no matter what we see, your word tells us, walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you for the evidence in our lives that you're working. Please help us to stay connected to you. Help us to read. Help us to grow close to you every day so that evidence will be real. And when other people look at all these beautiful boys and girls, they will see you living out their life and they will want what these children have. In Jesus' name, amen. You can go sit down. Don't forget the offering, though. Thank you, guys. You get to keep those, sure enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome.